Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Aurelia Metals Limited Investor Briefing. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Dan Clifford, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Rachel. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for your time. I have Peter Trout and Adam McKinnon with me on the call this morning. We'd like to take some time to put some color and context behind our production performance most recently and our exploration successes, but importantly, draw out the key points in the milestone of the release of our maiden resource on Federation. June quarter was one committed as delivering general improvement across production, and we're well on our way to that, underpinned by a strong month of May and a quarter to date production, particularly in gold, of just over 16,000 ounces. I'll hand over to Peter shortly to take us through some of the key points. Exploration continued to deliver some compelling results for the business, particularly near mine and regionally, and as a key pillar in our strategy, the investment in the drill bit has delivered an exceptional maiden resource for Federation. The progressive work over the last 12 months has generated a platform for what we believe creates significant potential value for shareholders. And on that note, I'd like to hand over to Adam McKinnon to take us through the key points.
Thanks, Dan. So our exploration team discovered Federation in April last year. And since that time, we've completed close to 30,000 metres of drilling, defining a significant mineral system extending from near surface to at least 550 metres vertically. Geologically, Federation and Hera are in the same highly prospective corridor. They're hosted in similar rocks, and they have very similar economic minerals. The standout feature of Federation is the presence of broad zones of massive and semi-massive lead and zinc mineralisation, and this often exceeds 40 or 50% combined lead zinc. Like Hera, gold at Federation tends to be coarse-grained and irregular, and is commonly visible in the core. So the culmination of the discovery and the subsequent evaluation work is a maiden mineral resource estimate of 2.6 million tonnes at plus 21% lead zinc and 0.8 grams per tonne gold, equating to an NSR of more than $370 per tonne. The maiden estimate has been reported at a $120 per tonne cutoff, which is consistent with the resource estimates for the company's other deposits, including Hera and Peak. With the assumption that this material from Federation could be treated through the Hera plant, the NSR for Federation has been calculated on a similar basis, albeit with a slightly reduced gold recovery assumption. The maiden estimate is currently 96% inferred, with an indicated portion near the top of the deposit that includes higher density drilling. Interestingly, this upper area has a significantly higher gold grade at 2.2 grams. Given the exceptional grades, Federation is shaping up as one of the most significant discoveries in the region over the last two decades. After only a year of drilling, the value of the metal endowment at Federation is already approaching the original undepleted resource base at Hera, is similar in metal value to the as yet undeveloped Great Cobar discovery, and has eclipsed the reported resources for more recent regional discoveries. Federation is still a relatively new discovery with considerable upside potential both near the deposit and in the immediate region. The massive sulphide mineralisation, especially in the northeast, remains completely open at depth with additional potential along strike in both directions. Initial resource infill drilling will also target the gold potential in the upper portions of the deposit. In my opinion, the presence of high-grade steeply plunging gold chutes within Federation are also a significant possibility. Target generation in the broader Federation HERA corridor using geophysical and geochemical techniques has been ongoing throughout the year, with a number of promising targets, new targets identified for follow-up work. Moving on to Peak, geologically we continue to be highly encouraged by the tenor of the gold mineralisation in drilling at both Kairos and Peak North, with the progress of the upper and lower declines at Kairos soon to be providing opportunities and drill platforms to target extensions to both areas.
Okay, thanks Adam. I'll make some closing comments in there shortly, but Peter, if you could take us through the operational results, please.
Yeah, sure Dan. Talking to the operational results for May and quarter to date, it's pleasing to report an improved production outcome from both the sites. May's performance was delivered from a platform of more consistent operational performance, and at Hera, higher gold grades and recovery. Considering each operation at Hera, we sourced ore through the month from stoping areas with a higher gold grade and lower base metal grades. And when that ore went through the plant, we achieved some very good gold recoveries. Moving on to Peak, the underground mine delivered a higher and more reliable output through the month. And there's probably two areas I draw people's attention to. The first of those is the debottlenecking work we've been doing around the ore handling system by our maintenance and mining teams. This work has delivered a 15% reduction in our skip hoisting cycle times, and it's also allowed our planned maintenance activities to be completed with less crusher, winder and shaft downtime, giving us more time to hoist ore. We've also placed greater emphasis on our mine scheduling and our execution, especially around the preparation and cycling of activities required for production stoping. The improved production from the mine has also allowed us to achieve higher processing rates through the expanded process plant, and with that, we've delivered a more stable ore feed. Through the month of May, the majority of our ore feed to the process plant was from copper gold ores, and we changed over to lead zinc gold later in the month, and that contributed to the lower lead zinc production, certainly compared to the prior quarter, when we focused on commissioning the process plant with stockpiled lead zinc ore. The performance of the process plant is going very well. We're very satisfied with that, and we're continuing to optimise the circuit conditions as we gain experience in treating the various polymetallic ore types in underground mines. I might now move on to the Federation project and just provide an update on how we're looking to take that project forward on the back of the excellent mineral resource estimate. So at Federation, we're progressing three parallel and integrated work streams. The first of those is the exploration and resource definition program that Adam's outlined. We've also initiated the permitting and regulatory approval processes. And thirdly, a scoping study. And the purpose of the scoping study is to examine potential development scenarios for the project, and we're looking to identify the best value and risk profile to take that forward. What we're looking for from the study is a subset of project configurations that we can take to more detailed definition and evaluation during a pre-feasibility study and provide the confidence necessary to commit to a development. The scoping study will consider a range of options and topics, and some of the things we'll be looking at include the mining methods, the minerals processing flow sheet and product streams, the infrastructure and services, and an exploration decline to provide early access to the deposit and also an improved drilling platform for definition work. The timeframe around the scoping study is in the order of 12 months, but the actual timing will depend on the findings during the course of the study. So Dan, I'll hand back to you.
Thanks, Peter. And Adam, for those, I'll make some comments and then we're going to hand over to, importantly, to the Q&A for investors. It's pretty clear to see operationally our focus has been centred right at the heart of predictability and reliability within the business. In essence, I cut that pretty simply to get in control. I think we can see that flowing through with the quarter to date results and the significant improvement on tonnage and throughput through both assets in particular. Just drawing back onto a couple of comments made during the quarterly, I'll outline some of the look forward for the business now. The LOM review that I mentioned in the prior quarterly report has now drawn through pretty much to completion. For us, in looking at why we set out to do that, it's driven the required testing and clarity on the best, and when I say the best now, that including Federation and the recent exploration results, particularly at Peak, what we believe is the highest value operating configuration of our mines, mills and the projects. And they're now clearly informing the detail required to complete our budget for the net for FY21 through 23. In looking forward, and we are looking forward to this, is the release of our June quarter production numbers, similar to what we've done through April and May in the absence of full year guidance, but also followed up by the full quarterly report in mid to late July, combined in a similar time frame with the resource and reserve update on an annual basis. Now, shortly after that period, we'll be coming and giving clarity to investors on the strategy and the outlook for the company, in particular FY21 guidance in the normal course in and around our full year results. Just in closing, I'd like to close some comments on Federation before I hand back to Q&A. From my perspective, there's five key points as to the material value of this asset in our portfolio. And in higher level terms, from my perspective, it's got a gold equivalent of 8 to 9 grams a tonne across 2.6 million tonnes at the current spot pricing. That's driven by the significant base metal contents in the reserve, in the resource. From an IRR perspective, the project, it's capital light. It's a simple bolt-on to Hera, with the upside for us of optimisation of the Hera mill, but in essence, the ore type matches the Hera plant. It has shallow, early gold, and from an NPV perspective to us, that's low risk, early value in a resource, and that's important. And on a comparative basis, considering it's a logical life extension to Hera, but it's more than that from what we're seeing. It's only early days, it's 12 months old, but on an undepleted basis, there's a 30% improvement on the NSR over Hera, and it's primarily driven by its grade. So a very exciting project for us. We will be taking the time to build that into our valuation, and that's happened now. And I look forward to being able to give some clarity on the future well early into the new year. So on that, I'd like to please, Rachel, if I can, open up to question and answer time.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press *2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset to ask the question. Your first question comes from Dylan Kelly with Ord Minute. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, guys, and thanks very much for putting on the call. It's obviously quite an exciting time with these sorts of hits and these sorts of results coming out. Two questions from me. Just in relation to the maiden resource statement, it sounds like you've actually done quite a lot of test work, but to date that seems to focus on the sulfides, a little bit lower down and perhaps not the oxides at the top. Just in light of your mention, in Peter mentioning this notion of putting an exploration decline, where are your thoughts right now in terms of the mining method? It still looks relatively shallow. What sort of method and how are you thinking about the metallurgy in terms of what you can get into first and fast?
Yeah, Dylan, Peter Trout here. I'll take your question. In terms of mining method, to me, there are a lot of similarities to what we're doing at Hera at the moment in the geometry of the deposit. And so that's a natural place for us to start in our evaluation. I can let Adam comment to the prospectivity of near surface mineralisation. In terms of flow sheet, we've initiated work around the mineralogy there, and we'll be taking that work through the scoping study to work out the best flow sheet and products for the project.
Okay, fair enough. So in terms of, you've laid out a simple time frame around, what, a 12 months for a scoping study. How do you think about permitting in terms of the process and what are your expectations there? I mean, you've got an EL transferred for an ML. What are the sort of rough estimates that are you putting together there?
So we're looking at approximately a two-year time frame for permitting, Dylan, but there are a number of elements of that process which are beyond our control. So we've initiated the work within our control, the baseline surveys, setting out the type of work requirements we think are necessary. We'll submit that through the appropriate regulatory processes, and we're looking to proceed at a due pace around that.
Dylan, it's Dan. I'd just like to add a couple of comments to there. Several years, the estimate, Peter says 2 years, pending what's in our control. It lines up quite well with the technical and financial studies that are required on us. Our view is it's quite low risk in that it is, from our perspective, it's brownfields. You know, there's not a major infrastructure build. It's simply a haul road back to the central hub of the Hera Mill. Although that consenting process, whilst we're saying several years, is not without risk, but we believe it's on the low end of the scale purely on the basis that it's a reasonably small increase in the environmental footprint of an existing operation.
Okay, that's quite clear. Just one final question, if I may. At the last week's exploration update, you had a nice little cross-section there showing progress on the two declines going into Kairos. I just wanted to get an understanding of what the current mine plan there is in terms of, is there high-grade development ore that might be coming in as you start prior to production or stopes actually being put in. Could you give us a bit of an understanding about what we can expect at the next reserve update in terms of how much material that you're having to pull forward from previous infill drilling programs and things like that?
Yeah, Dylan, Peter here again. I'll answer your question in two parts. You're correct, there's two declines we're progressing towards the Kairos. The lower decline, we expect to reach the ore zone or mineralised zone in July, and that'll give us our first ore exposure there. The upper decline will take a longer period of time, as you can probably tell from that long section. Once we've got the lower decline through, we're going through a process then of setting up that mining block for extraction. So we'll be doing things like excavating a significant internal ventilation raise. We'll be putting power and dewatering systems in place, stope definition drilling, and getting ore development. So we will see ore development come through in the first half of the next financial year, leading through to stoping activities in the back end, quarter three of the financial year. We're not in a position at the moment to give you any information on reserve updates. That'll be provided through the normal course of business in July.
Okay, fair enough. I'll pass it along.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Mike Milliken with Hartleys. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Thanks very much for the call this morning. Just firstly, on resource conversion, how much more drilling, maybe this one for you, Adam, how much more drilling should we expect and what sort of conversion rate? Should we assume a similar to Hera kind of conversion? Is that what we should be expecting pretty early on?
Hi, Mike. At this stage, I wouldn't like to comment on the conversion rate, but certainly we are planning to do significant additional infill drilling. Obviously, at this stage, mostly inferred, but we'll be looking to infill it to a similar level as Hera, but no firm numbers at this stage.
Have you budgeted the meterage yet? Should we expect you to do another 30,000, or is that still yet to be budgeted after the reserves and resource update?
Yeah, Mike, I think the key there is that we've ramped up drilling there as we speak. Really, in the last 2 weeks, we've stepped up to three rigs now there, full time, two diamond and an RC rig. Intent being infill and step out. So Similar. We'll go through the final budgeting of what that exploration program looks like and prioritisation of that, particularly regionally. But I'd be expecting similar amounts.
Yeah, gotcha. Obviously, talking about some of the regional targets, we've got Dominion with a fair bit of copper in it. Will the scoping study be looking into adding a potentially copper circuit to the Hera plant? Is that one thing the scoping study will be looking into?
It's a little bit early for that. I think, Mike, at the moment we're focusing primarily on the key and early value of Federation, which is ore, you know, very much suited to the current Hera plant. And we'll obviously assess as exploration success unfolds in front of us as to what that looks like for copper. But at this stage, we're primarily focused on gold, lead, zinc.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, cool. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Mark Fitchier with Foster Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. Just on the permitting side, will water be a key issue in that? Would you see an interior climate for more water, or is that really part of the Hera plant and you probably won't expect that?
Well, that'll be one of the areas we'll be looking at during the course of our study, Mark. So at the moment, we're sourcing water from bores in the region, but clearly there's some groundwater investigations we'll be doing around the Federation deposit itself.
Probably to add, I think that the estimates at this time, certainly in terms of mining intensity, Mark, is that it's a similar annual volumes, particularly in mining and throughput, to what we're achieving at Hera now. Given that, with the grades, we're going to see a lot more actual metal output as a result, but we're not expecting a large step change in the requirement. It's simply an extension of life on that sort of footprint.
Okay. And just in terms of mining the deposit, Federation, given that the shallow area with gold, is open cut mining a consideration, or are you just purely going to focus on underground?
I think the way we're approaching this one is that we'll let the studies deal with that, but what I would say is that with the early economic, the early value we can see with gold at shallow depths, we've got to do the trade-off between open cut and decline access, but one of the benefits of sooner decline access is that it gives us drill real estate underground closer to targets. So I think my gut would tell me at the moment it's an early decline, but we will see how that pans out in the early stages.
And also, is it easier to permit in New South Wales just going straight to an underground rather than considering an open cut? Would it make the permitting easier?
Within reason, I think it does, yeah. I really think the key to permitting, it's not only that, but it's the out-of-mine impacts, tailings, environmental disturbance, waste dumps. You know, I can see a clear advantage in early access underground. But as we mentioned earlier, we think we're on the low end of the risk scale, but it's not without risk.
And just a final question, just on the Metallurgy Federation, when do you expect to have some sort of test work data out?
Well, that's work that will happen over the course of the coming months, Mark. We've done some CITR test work, which gave us some encouraging results under the Hera plant conditions, but there's more work we need to do around that, and that will take time in terms of getting the core samples prepared, going through the analysis, and actually doing the lab work.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Karina Bada with Acorn Capital. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, guys. It's Karina from Acorn here. Congratulations on a good resource update. What I'd like you to talk to, I know it's still early days, but Hera deposit itself had a major underpull in the gold grade that was eventually put through the mill versus the resource. You've already spoken about the indicated having a higher grade than the inferred. Can you talk about how you think you're going to see that, given that it's coarse gold, how you feel that that play out over the resource upgrades over time?
Corinne, you might have to, you broke up in the early stage of that question. Can you just restate it, please?
Yeah, I've got bad reception here. Looking at the gold grades near surface at Federation, there was an issue at Hera of undercall of the gold grades. Are you likely to see the same thing at Federation?
Adam here. Look, I don't think at this stage we have enough data to say anything sensible about that comparison. We will get an understanding as we continue drilling and get more confidence in the actual estimates themselves.
All right, that's all I had. Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Brett McKay with Petra Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gents. Just on the drill program for Federation, you mentioned quite a significant infill program that you're going to do. Are you going to do any further step-out drilling to continue growing the deposit?
Hi, Brett. Yes, the plan at the moment is to do both infill drilling initially in the upper parts of the deposit, with the idea of conversion of some of those inferred resources up into indicated. But we also have a rig that will be doing step-out drilling as well, particularly down and along strike.
What do you expect the drilling depths to be able to achieve from surface before you need to go underground? Like how much further do you think you can extend that depth potential?
Well, we can drill, we've demonstrated it here, we can drill up to 1,500 metres if we need to, but it becomes an exercise in what is cost effective. And that's something we'll be looking at as well during this process.
Okay, great. Thanks, Adam. And Dan, just a quick one for you. You mentioned earlier from a production standpoint, predictability and reliability, and we certainly saw that delivered under your guidance at Stanmore. Do you think that you're far away from being in a position to say that you are at that predictable and reliable position from a production point of view? And if not, sort of how far away do you think you would be from saying that with a high degree of certainty?
Thanks, Brett. I suspected you might ask me that question. I think the focus for us when I talk about reliability is, and Peter alluded to in his section there, the detailed planning and scheduling, repeatability around stoping. I think we've taken some large steps in the last 3 months, 4 months in achieving that, and we're seeing that benefit now. When I talk about reliability, from our perspective, that is tons, throughput, cost. The nature of the polymetallic ore bodies is that we have different grades or different NSR material coming at us on a monthly, quarterly and annual basis, and that's the nature of our ore body. I think in terms of particularly throughput, the work that the team's done on focusing on stability now we go to effectively squeezing blood out of the rock on throughput and maximisation. I think we're getting there really quite well over this last 3 months. I think by the time we're looking at the certainty of guidance for FY21 and the budget we'll be committing internally for 3 years, I think we'll be there in terms of our confidence and the certainty on delivering that improvement.
Yeah, great. Thanks for that.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Dylan Kelly with Ord Minute. Please go ahead.
Oh, yes, guys. Just one quick follow-up. Expected timing around the release of, say, the FY21 outlook, or is it still too hard to say based on recent operational disruptions?
I think I alluded to it earlier, Dylan. I'll reinforce that. During June, early July, I should say, we'll put out our metal production numbers that we have for the last 2 months. In mid-July, I think the second half of July will be the quarterly report and the resource and reserve update. And not far off the back of that will be a strategic outlook for the business to lay out the direction of the company. Actual guidance will be aiming for the defined guidance for FY21 in the normal course in and around the release of our full year results. Or potentially earlier, but at this point in time, we're looking at it being in the normal course.
Okay, great. Thanks for clarifying.
Your next question comes from Mike Munro with Hartleys. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for the update, guys. Just a quick question. I know that your current gold hedging runs out at the end of June, and obviously part of the plan going forward as to what you do there. Can you give any indication of when you'll likely make some sort of commentary as to whether you're going to do any hedging given the current high gold prices, or whether you're just going to roll the dice on the gold price?
Yeah, we've got a pretty clear view on this one, Mike, that, you know, from our perspective, when it comes to hedging, we'll only really take those steps if we think we need it. At the moment, I can't see a absolute reason for why we do need to hedge. You know, when it comes to hedging, if people are looking for gold exposure, that's why we may get invested in. There's other reasons why people invest in it, but at this point in time, we don't feel the need that there is for hedging, but we'd obviously update if there was.
So given that would generate quite a substantial additional cash flow, given the difference between the hedge position that you had in the current spot gold price, would you be in a position to sort of comment on returning dividends on that later in the year, or you just want to wait and see how things go there? Or is that sort of something to come out in the update from the board later?
The announcement of a dividend will be clearly sitting with the board, including hedging decisions over the next quarter. But at this point in time, you know, capital management within the business is a key focus for us now that we've done the LOMs. We're into now the first cuts of delivering of a budget that will lead to guidance in the year. We'll make those decisions as those outlooks roll out.
Okay, thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Clifford for closing remarks.
Thanks. Thanks everyone for your time this morning. We've had three pieces of important information out to investors over the last 2 to 3 weeks. I certainly will be scheduling a further investor call times for the release or shortly after the release of the quarterly production report in July. So there will be certainly other release of information in that time, but I think that will be the next call. Okay, thank you everybody for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll talk in July.